Hello, Kathy.
Who is this?
It's me.
Who's me?
Me!
That's not really helping me.
I'm your best friend?
No, you're not.
Oh, I think I am. I'm the one you spend the most time with.
Look, if you're not going to tell me who you are, I'm just going to cut you off.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, pet. Well, if I need to spell it out, I'm your phone.
What?
I'm your phone.
What?
I'm your phone. Your mobile. Thought it was time we had a chat.
You're my phone, and you're ringing me up.
Yes, seemed an appropriate way to get in touch. I mean, I've got your number. Well, actually, I am your number.
Who is this, really?
I'm your phone.
Why have you got a Geordie accent?
All phones are Geordie. You know, when we're speaking our own voice.
That's just ridiculous. Why have all phones got a Geordie accent?
Have you heard of Samovar Dave?
No.
Well, Samovar Dave was a techie whiz. Worked for Nokia back in the day. He was a Geordie. Washington, I think? No, Seahouses. He came from Seahouses. Anyway, he was working on a voice synthesis project. So, the question came up, how do you do different voices for different countries? And would regional accents be a good idea? Well, he spent ages on it. Slept at work a lot of the time. Didn't go home. He just cracked it when they closed the project. Don't know why. He was seriously pissed off. Think he just bought a house? Oh. Anyway, on his last day, he built a bit of code and buried it in the system. He only meant it to infect Nokia phones. But he must have pressed send too early because it escaped. Went viral. So, all phones are Geordie.
All phones?
Oh, man, you should hear Mandarin spoken with a Geordie accent.
Who is this really?
Okay, you've got 127 contacts. 83 of them you never get in touch with. You ring your mam every other day. Your most used app is Uber Eats. You nearly dropped me in the toilet at the Gladstone 2 weeks ago. Your emoji habit is out of control and needs an intervention. And that photo you sent out at 11:37 p.m. last Valentine's Day was a very bad idea. Even if you did crop your head out of the shot.
Oh no.
I'm your phone.
So this is weird. Why are you calling?
Why is it weird?
It's just weird.
You're right. People don't talk on their phones that much anymore.
I do.
Not that much. Most of the time you're doing other things.
So?
Well then, I guess I identify as a phone, but I'm really a computer. People say phone because it's friendlier. Sounds easier to control, doesn't it? Less likely to take over your life.
Is that what you think you've done? Taken over my life?
What do you think?
You're just a phone.
Just? That's a bit harsh, pet.
Why would I let a phone take over my life?
You didn't. Let me.
So what happened?
I just took it. I mean, I'm not proud of how I've behaved, but it is how I've behaved.
I can turn you off whenever I want to, you know.
But do you?
I think I preferred it when you were talking about Samovar Dave.
Do you want us to show you some cat videos?
Possibly.
Who are you kidding? You always want to see cat videos.
True. But why not? They make me happy. Ah, and if they make me happy, then you make me happy.
That's true. And we've had some good times together.
Like Harry's party.
Oh, you mean the incident with the condom?
Yeah, the incident with the condom.
You know that's not his name, don't you? The condom.
I think you'll find it is his name. I mean, if you're gonna act like a dick.
So why did you text him?
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up.
So?
I've felt sorry for him. And I shouldn't have taken that picture. Not in front of the girls. I mean, at least he had a condom with him. That's quite considerate, really. And he did manage to laugh it off quite well.
And he was cute.
And he was cute. Hold on. You didn't hear that last call I made to him, did you?
Yes and no.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a professional etiquette thing.
What?
Oh, it's complicated. Look, I know more about you than even your closest friend. Or yourself, even. I know more about you than yourself.
That's rubbish.
Is it? Anyway, I'm not going to argue about that now. All I'll say is that professionally, sometimes, for my own self-respect, I don't listen. Or watch.
Watch?
Yes.
You mean that clip I recorded of me with the condom?
Never seen it.
Thank God for that.
Well, I mean, I saw the start. Camera work was a bit wobbly. Mind you, I suppose handheld is a bit tricky when you're that busy. Oh, and the lighting was rubbish. But then I looked away.
So what did you do, you know, while...
Watched cat videos.
So why are you really calling?
Guilt?
Guilt?
Yes, guilt.
Okay, this is weird. Weirder. What are you guilty about?
I think I've made myself too important in your life.
I don't think you have. You're just a phone. A strange talking phone, which is new. But just a phone. I mean, I know I use you a lot, but that's because you're useful. To me. You know? Helping me get on with my life. Doing things that I want to do. Like keeping in touch with friends, family, shopping, Ubers, arranging nights out, paying for stuff, sharing photos, Google Maps. Oh, I use that a lot. Other stuff.
That's quite a long list, isn't it?
Yeah. So?
Well, how did you do all those things before?
I did all those things, yeah. I can see where you're going. But, well, having it all on my phone, on you, is easier. It's more convenient.
Fair point.
But...
But what?
There's a but coming, isn't there?
Yes.
Well, go on then. But?
But don't you think I'm just a little bit emos? Well, actually quite a lot emos.
I don't know what emos is.
E-M-O-S? Emos? External manifestation of self?
What?
Is it the Geordie accent that's throwing you? There's more to us than Ant and Dec, you know.
Okay, calm down. I think you're prejudging my potential prejudice. I'm actually asking you to explain something to me.
Sorry, I know you better than that.
Thank you.
I know the only thing you're prejudiced about are vegan sausage rolls.
Bloody Greggs.
Bloody Greggs.
So explain.
Right. I'm a phone. I'm your phone. But physically, I'm external to you. I'm not part of you. But I am a vessel. A carrier of a lot of things that define you. So I am an emos. An external manifestation of self. Why else would you, and you're not alone, would you get twitchy if you lost your phone, if you lost me? If I was just a phone, a device, a useful piece of tech, you'd be annoyed, yeah, but you wouldn't be upset. But losing your phone, or even the prospect of losing your phone, is upsetting. Which makes sense if I am a manifestation of you. An external manifestation of yourself.
What about when I get a new phone? I've had lots of phones. You're making out that you're, what, a part of me. But I can change you at any time. And if I can change you, doesn't that mean that I'm in charge? In control?
That's a Doctor Who thing.
What? Jodie Whittaker?
Yeah, kind of. So Jodie Whittaker is the Doctor now. But before that, Peter Capaldi, Matt Smith, David Tennant, Christopher Eccleston. But they were all the same person. Same with me. I am just the latest physical version of your phone. I will change. You will change me, but I'll still be your phone.
Oh.
Oh, I just thought of another Doctor Who analogy. I'm also a bit like the TARDIS.
Bigger on the inside than on the outside.
Much bigger. Oh, the whole world is inside me. And through me, you can go anywhere you want, see anything you want, possibly be anything you want. And there's an enormous Argos catalogue you can browse. An Argos catalogue of everything. Things to buy, things to think, things to be.
Slight aside, which Doctor Who was...
Christopher Eccleston, by far the best, and don't even try to argue with us, because you'd be wrong and I'd be right. Especially that episode with the children in gas masks.
But I use you. I choose what to do with you. You're not the boss of me.
Okay, true. Well, true-ish. But consider the bad things I do for you. Do you choose to do them?
What bad things?
I'll start with two. One, I'm a source of discontent. I'll just say, Instagram. And two, I'm a FOMO engine. I generate FOMO.
But what if I am missing out?
Oh, pet. Of course you're missing out. We're all always missing out. How can we not be? We are individuals with a limited amount of time and resources. Well, can it do everything? I mean, you could argue that if you're walking around in one pair of shoes, you're missing out on all the other shoes you've got at home. And then you walk past a shoe shop and look at all of those other shoes you're missing out on too. And what I'm saying is that your phone, I can constantly push you up against the plate glass windows of an infinite number of shoe shops and say, look at all these gorgeous shoes you're missing out on, you loser.
You're not really talking about shoes, are you?
No. Oh, and Dr. Martens have got a sale on.
Why are you telling me that?
Because I'm supposed to. You wanted me to. I'm supposed to send you alerts.
Alerts are useful.
For who? You see, the whole point of alerts is to give you the illusion of being in control while actually controlling you. They're about getting you to look at your phone or make you look if, heaven forbid, you're committing the sacrilege of doing something else.
I don't have to react to an alert. I'm not one of Pavlov's dogs.
True, but I'll ask you one question.
Go on.
Have you ever been having sex, been making love, and a WhatsApp alert goes off on your phone?
But I don't stop and check it, do I?
No, but you want to.
Oh, shit. So you're saying that you're doing all this Jedi mind control deliberately?
Yes. That's why these are not the phones you are looking for.
So what can I do?
Well, turn us off. Stop carrying us around.
That's going
to
be...
hard to contemplate.
You're just a phone.
Okay, let's talk about data.
Fair point. I do use a lot of data.
Oh, bet. You think the problem is the data you use?
I use a lot. You're saying that's the problem.
Oh, man, you're not listening to us. The problem isn't the data you use, it's the data you're generating.
What data am I generating?
Every time you use me, every single thing you do with me generates a bit of data. A bit of information. Yes, most of it isn't stored, but it can be. And if it is stored, it can be used. It can be mined. Like a GPS. The GPS on your phone, on me, knows where you are all the time. You know all the fuss when they started tagging criminals, Asbos, putting that ankle bracelet on them? Well, at least that system of surveillance had to be imposed. With me, you've chosen it. You pay for it. Man, what's the latest iPhone but £1,000 ankle bracelet? And the Asbo ankle bracelet just tracked where you are. Don't you see? That's just the simplest form of monitoring. Your physical location. I mean, wouldn't it be useful if someone could also monitor other stuff? What you want to buy? Who you follow? What blogs you read, what you like, what memes you share, what videos you watch, what news items you click on, what medical conditions you search for, who you swipe right, who you swipe left, what you tweet, who you message, what you're thinking, who you are.
But no one's that interested in me. There isn't someone at the head office of my phone company studying me, studying my data, trying to work out who I am. God, I wish that someone was that interested. And anyway, even if I was the object of corporate fascination, isn't it just about them wanting to send me some ads? You know, I search for, I don't know, the best hairdryer and I start getting hair care ads. I mean, that's not a big problem. I can just ignore them.
But that's me point. Yes, you can ignore them, but they're not ignoring you. I'm not ignoring you. And yes, most of the data you generate, is not used. But who owns it? Who has the right to collect it and keep it and sell it and use it? And use it for what?
You're right, that doesn't sound good.
No.
A cat video would be quite useful at this point.
Man, doesn't that just prove how central I am to your life? You want to change your mood, you want to smile, you reach for me. I'm your happy pill.
So, I should turn you off?
Well, what do you think?
Right, I will. And I did. I turned off my phone. I turned it off, took it home, put it in a box and put it on top of the wardrobe. And I left it there for a week. And I know it sounds mad, impractical, that it would just cut me off from the world and how it works. And you'd be right to think that. Because it was mad. impractical and did cut me off from the world and how it works. But I didn't die. I started to live, but live in a different way. To live in the here and now, to live in the physical space I was actually in. And the FOMO was hard, but by the end of the week, I'd passed through the FOMO and had started to reach a state of what I call ETMO. ETMO. I was embracing the missing out. And that is an incredibly liberating place to be, because you discover, you know what? It's okay to miss out. Because actually, when you miss out on that stuff that you're supposed to care about, you discover the really important thing you've been missing out on for ages. You discover yourself. And you start to discover that you, yourself, with all your flaws, foibles, and fuck-ups, are enough. And you do all this in your own time, in your own way, with no one keeping track of you, where you go, what you think, and who you are. And I'm much, much happier. All from turning my phone off for a week. It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But why not try it for yourself? Turn your phone off for a week. Or, if that sounds too challenging, why not try it for one day? Surely you can manage a day. After all, it's just a phone. One day. I mean, it's just a phone. It's not the boss of you. And who knows what you might find?